Shvana, Shvana. We learned three and started the fourth rule. Like we said, they start Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. That's the five ways, or the five rules according to the Aleph, Beis. We remember which is which. Now we're going to discuss Dalet today, which stands for Duggish. But quickly, I want to just remind the second rule. The second rule was Beis, which means the second of two shvas, right? For example, in Kriya Shema, you have the word Tishma'u, right? Or Artzachem. In those examples, you have two consistent shvas, one after another. The Artzachem. Tishma'u. The reason being, why are they shvana? Why is the second of the two shvas a shvana? The reason is because the first one, we said it's a shvanach, is a shva that's closing the previous syllable, that's connected to the letter before it. Ar, that's the resh is obviously connected to the one before, and the second shva will therefore, by definition, have to be connecting to the next letter, which is a shvana. Again, a shvana is connected to the previous letter. A shvana that you hear, that you sound it, for those that haven't been here yet, a shva that you hear the sound of the is sound, connects to the next letter. So, ar, tzechem, tish, me'u. The first shva is a shvana, the next letter, first letter, and the second being a shvana connected to the second letter, okay? The second syllable. That is the second rule. Now, getting back to the fourth rule, is duggish. I mentioned on Monday, for those of us that heard, that we discussed that the concept of a duggish, or at least a certain type of duggish, which we'll be discussing today, called a duggish chazak, the strong duggish, what it does is it doubles the letter. We mentioned that that's how it is in Italian, and that's how it is in Lashon Kodesh. When you have a duggish chazak, it makes as if you hear the letter twice, so to speak. So the word Shabbos is really, for those that are experts in the topic, I don't know anybody like that, but if there was, it would be Shabbos, so to speak. You make two letters, being connected, Shabbos. Okay, everybody get that, what I just said now? That we discussed this on Monday. It's like, now, the way it would be written, if I were to write out, I don't have a board, if I were to write out how you're pronouncing a shvat, a duggish, I would write the shin, beis, beis, suf, right? The second beis having the kamatz. What would be the sound on the first letter, on the first beis? It would be a shva. You'd have shabbas, right? So the first one would then be a shva, shabbas, correct? That would be the way, if you wanted to spell out, so to speak, how a duggish sounds, you'd write two letters, right? Okay, now, let's take a word that the duggish letter has a shva. Take the word in Kriya Shema Mitzavcha. Take the word Mitzavcha. If I were to write the word Mitzavcha, write out the duggish chazak. There's a duggish in the vav of Mitzavcha. Okay, you guys will trust me on that one, and you'll check it out tomorrow morning. Mitzavcha has a duggish in the vav. Now, if I were to spell out that word, how would I write it? I would write Mem Tzadi Vav, with a shva, and then a vav with a shva, because that's the sound of the vav. That's the vowel under the vav itself. So it comes out, you have the word mitzavcha, what you really have is mitzavcha, right? Because two shvas, when you have two consistent shvas, the first is a shvanach, which you don't hear except for the letter, and the second being a shvanah, which is connected to the next syllable. So when I have like Shabbos was Shabbos. When I have a shva, it'll be mitzav. So by definition, this is the fourth rule of Duggish. Every fourth rule of Shva, every letter that has a Duggish in it and has a Shva underneath it will by definition be a Shvana. And again, just to say why, because what you're doing with the Duggish is making it as if there's two letters, the first having a Shva, the second letter, because it has a Shva, has a Shva. So you end up with two letters. And we said already, what's the second rule of Shvana? The second of two consistent shvas is a shvana. So just like the word in tish, me'u, ar, tzechem, and a lot of other words, naf, shechem, are all shvanas. Who would in the word hadvarim, ha'ela? There's a duggish in the dalet. Again, you'll check me on this tomorrow. The word hadvarim has a duggish in the dalet. Therefore, it's hadvarim, because the duggish has left its two letters. We have mitzav, vecha, hadvarim, shibbechu, vikabbelu, in aleinu, and all these examples have a duggish on the shva. Thank you for listening.
That's Rabbi Ever.